Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY. It's time to go around the home with the Builders and Remodelers Association of Greater Ann Arbor. And on Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY and the Lucy Ann Lance Show each week, we visit with members of Bragg Ann Arbor. Today, it's Jim Quain. He is with Thermal Wall Construction Systems. First of all, Jim, I've got to tell you, because you sent me over some photos, I have to have that house in the second photo. You know, the long one with the rounded windows? Oh, my gosh. It is beautiful. And it proves that your product, this insulated concrete foam or ICF, can be used on any house design, it looks like. Is that right?
Right. Yeah, we can accommodate curves and towers and radiuses, elliptical windows, round windows. We've done all that stuff over the last 27 years.
Amazing. So tell me what thermal wall construction systems are.
Well, I'm a distributor for Build Block ICFs. ICFs are insulating concrete forms. They're adult-sized Lego blocks, and they're made out of foam, out of EPS foam, and we stack them together to form walls, and we put rebar inside and concrete, and we build super energy efficient steel reinforced concrete homes.
I understand this provides energy savings, protection from catastrophic weather events, and even makes for a quieter home all through this type of construction. How does this work?
Yes, the foam and the concrete together is a good mixture there. They complement each other. So the foam is the insulation. It's a equivalent above ground there to like an R40 wood frame wall. And it's, you know, super insulated with the reduced air infiltration with the concrete. The wind can't blow through the walls. So it's very insulated. Then it's quiet, too. It has what's called an STC rating, a sound transmission classification of 54, which is very quiet. They've actually used these walls in movie theaters to keep the sound down between the two theaters. And the safety, it's the only house left after the hurricane goes through because it's concrete, steel reinforced concrete, and the floors on the inside act as what's called a diaphragm to hold the walls in place. Okay? And then also fire rating, it has a 2 to 4 hour fire rating on the walls because the foam really doesn't burn, can't catch on fire, and the concrete, again, does let this fire spread or have some catch on fire to start with. So it's a great way to build I call it 21st century construction. And this wood's from the 19th century. And come with me to the 21st century and we'll build you a Yeti cooler home.
That's exactly what it is. I love it. 30 to 70% savings in energy consumption and costs. And then it can withstand potentially tornadoes, hurricanes, earthquakes. I mean, all the things that, you know, you kind of worry about in the back of your mind. You hope it never happens to you, but it does to some people. To have that peace of mind is wonderful. The fact that it's quieter than a wood frame home, just amazing what this offers people. We're talking with Jim Quain, and his company, again, is Thermal Wall Construction Systems. I'm going to give everyone a website in just a moment where you can see this in action. These modular units that are they're dry stacked and filled with concrete. What does dry stacked mean?
Well, when you build a cement block wall, you use mortar, and that they have to have the mortar to hold them together. So there's no mortar, no glue needed. They just interlock literally like Legos.
Oh, it really is an adult Lego then. So these units, they lock together then to form the wall. How easy is it to make them in the shape that you want? I see you in the photos I'm looking at, just a variety of designs of homes. These are not cookie cutter homes.
Right. We can do, we can do simple. I just got done with a four corner house for some friends of mine from church. It's real affordable, and then we've done houses with 30, 40 corners and radius windows, and they just I estimate what we need. Build Block offers a variety of forms for me to get for different applications, and so just work with them, and then we estimate the product, and then we go out in the field, and sometimes we have to make forms or modify them in the field to make what we need, but You can even do swimming pools, too, with these. You know, we can do round swimming pools or curved pools or rectangular pools. You don't do a lot of that, but they can do the fancy design with it, too. So it's a very user-friendly product, and we can make things work in the field that you wouldn't normally think you could do with concrete. But we've done a lot of projects. We even built a hotel over in Allen Park, a three-story Holiday Inn, several years ago with the forms.
Wow. Virtually any home plan, any kind of plan. What about the finish then on the outside? Can you use any kind of finish on these?
Yes, if you go to my website, you can see a variety of finishes we have. We can do brick or cultured stone, siding, stucco, whatever you want to put on there. It's easily applied. There's a furring strip built into the form that's every 6 inches on center vertically. It's like having a stud every 6 inches on the inside and the outside of the wall that you can attach to. Your sheetrock on the inside, drywall on the inside, and then whatever finish on the outside.
That website, by the way, is thermalwallmi.com, thermalwallmi.com. How did you get into this business, Jim? Tell me a little bit about your background.
Well, I grew up as a doing framing with my father. My father was a framing contractor. And then this guy I go to church with, our wives were friends, and he's had a hardware. And his brother-in-law says, hey, I want to build my house out of these fancy foam blocks here, but I have to have a distributor. Can you buy them for me? So he bought them through his hardware. And he says, Jim, you know construction. You like to talk. You want to come be a salesman? I said, I guess so. These are kind of interesting. Never worked anything like this before. And that was in June of 1993.
Wow. So you've been doing it ever since then, these thermal wall construction system. You mentioned the hotel in Allen Park. That's the Holiday Inn Express. It's a three-story hotel that uses your product here. Are you dealing mostly with builders, or are you dealing with individuals as well? How does that work?
Yes, I do. Again, about 50-50 right now. Half my work is through builders and half is through the homeowner directly. And then we actually have supposed to be starting another big commercial project, a smaller commercial project, I guess, in Ann Arbor itself here this spring. So I work with developers. You work with a homeowner directly. Actually, I have about half my jobs that are homeowner. The homeowner is actually building the walls and with our technical support. Because, again, they're adult-sized Lego blocks, and you can cut them and stack them and shape them. And if you can lift 7 pounds, you're hired.
Did you say you're working on a commercial project in Ann Arbor as well? Are you able to tell us more about that?
No, I'm still waiting for the plans. The guy's been revising the plans. I've been working with a fellow for 3 or 4 years, and he loves the product. He wants to do his own house with it, and he's really excited about the forms. And he came out to that big house you saw there. We did the house in Northville, that big house. And he was out there, and he was all excited, and he's trying to get his commercial project off the ground here.
Mm. So, do you find that more people are using this for commercial products or for residential at this point?
Mostly residential. We do a fair amount of commercials. It depends on the architect, because sometimes architects talk people out of them. They holding on to their wood or their cement blocks, and I said, come to the 21st century with me. You know, everybody's got a computer in their back pocket now, their phone, and they're using old technology. And it's like, hello, this is a lot better. And you talk about all the benefits. You know, it's safer. It's also healthier because you can't get mold to grow on foam.
Oh, amazing.
So,
you have a network of over 60 certified contractors now, I understand, in Southeast Michigan that can handle these kinds of building projects. We're talking with Jim Quain, and he has been in construction business most of his life, as you heard. He's also a graduate of Lawrence Technological University's School of Engineering, which is very prestigious. And he also worked for more than 10 years in the corporate world. So you've got quite a skill set regarding this. Let's talk pricing now. When you look, you say that there are people that are married to the old way of things, and you're trying to bring them up to this century.
Right.
What? How does the price work out with this? I mean, obviously, there's a lot of savings down the road in energy, and the fact that perhaps even in insurance costs, if it can withstand, you know, big catastrophic events, etc. But what about the upfront cost on something? How does that compare to what people would normally be building a house out of?
Well, I've had two customers this past year that were using a contractor that told me that the ICF house was less money than the frame house, straight up.
Are you kidding me?
That was before the lumber went up 100%.
Oh, really? Wow.
So if you do this yourself with my help, you save a lot of money and you get all the energy savings, the insurance savings you mentioned, the comfort of the house, all the benefits of the house versus, again, the old way. And then they used to say, you know, we were 5% more, and that 5% was made up in the difference of your heating and cooling bills. Like I said, down the road, you put in half the size furnace and air conditioner, and they barely run. And so it's just, it's a super product. It's the best kept secret in the construction industry. But most builders are forced to provide you the cheapest product they can because you're pricing between different builders. So they have to be cheap. They get the work. If they don't, then they lose the work, you know, unless it's a very custom home with a great big budget. But they have to say, you know, Lois, what's the cheapest way I can build the biggest investment of my life? It's kind of an oxymoron.
Yeah, I guess so. Wow. And again, ICF stands for insulated concrete forms. Think of big adult-sized Lego blocks. Jim Quain with Thermal Wall Construction Systems. He's also a member of the Builders and Remodelers Association of Greater Ann Arbor, BragAnnArbor.com. But you can get a hold of Jim two ways. I'm going to give you that website again, and I'll give you a phone number. It's ThermalWallMI.com. Again, ThermalWallMI.com. Or you can call toll-free 866-ICF-BLDG. Again, that's 866-ICF-BLDG, as in building, and get more information on this. I think this is a really cool product, and you say also it saves at least 10 trees per home, so environmentally it's very interesting as well, not to mention the energy savings, and that you can use this to build virtually any home plan, any finish. Pretty interesting, and now you're telling me it's also cost effective. And that's not just not just in the long run, though.
Right. Because the lumber over the last 30 years has gone up in price and down in quality, and now it really jumped up. And the price of my block has had the same price for 3 years. So we don't have the flexible, the up and down nature of the process. You know, it can hold the prices firm, and everything works out quite well that way. And again, the energy savings is the benefit. You know, I say you can have, I'll give you a Corvette that gets 50 miles to the gallon for $5 more a month than a Chevette, whatever. It's like the performance is crazy, and the energy savings for people are doing a legacy home, a long-term home. Again, you got to really think about doing the whole house in concrete because and down the road, I think it's going to be more and more common. And why would you build some old technology? Like, would you buy a 10-year-old computer? Heck no, but that's what they're doing with the lumber.
Yeah.
You know?
That's
buying old technology that doesn't perform well at all.
That's really interesting. I think it's interesting your prices have stayed the same over the last 3 years, given the fact that your business has really bounced back from the pandemic. You're getting a lot of new orders, I understand.
Right. The people have been calling this year alone. I think I've got like 10 new projects that are pretty much sold that are doing the whole house. I mean, I've got very few basements, and I have maybe up to like almost 40 houses now that might go this year in a commercial project. Hmm. So people are really getting it, and the better way to build a house, and they sometimes want to do it themselves, and sometimes they want a contractor to do it. But I'd say big or small, we can do it all. Just give us a call at Thermal Wall.
I like that. It's a pretty good saying there. Well, Jim, it's been a pleasure getting to know you today. Very interesting. Do you need specialized construction workers to work with this product, these insulated concrete forms?
No. If they can fog up a mirror, they can work on my job.
That sounds great. Well, this is fascinating, and I know our listeners are going to be checking out your website to find out more. ThermalWallMI.com, Jim Quain. Great talking with you today, and we wish you continued success. Thank you. Love this these new technologies that we're seeing in the building industry. It's really taking it to the next level. Pleasure talking with you. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're listening to Around the Home on the Lucy Ann Lantz Show, Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.